Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Today, I'd like to talk about the power of routines. And what I'm talking about is the power of a morning and an evening routine. I want to talk about them in general in the beginning, mainly because I really did not have a solid routine when I drank. While I did have a routine, it was not a good routine or a routine that behooved me. While I don't like to call it a routine, I really did have one. When I was drinking, I had this hamster cycle routine of really just, you know, getting up, not feeling good, feeling mentally unwell, braiding myself, having low morale, feeling physically ill, headaches, just not feeling my best self, dehydrated, to then go to work and do what I needed to do. But then in the evening, well, I would always say that today's the day I'm going to go to the gym. I typically did not go to the gym. And then I would end up back where I started, having wine when I was home or at a happy hour. And then it would just be the same cycle, the same daily routine, the routine that made me feel my worst and really did nothing for me. So when I first became sober and joined my sober community, one of the important game changers, I should say, that was stressed to me was the power of a solid morning routine. That the way that you start your day is what sets your tone for the day. And that starting strong in your day would really benefit me in my sobriety and also keep me on my sober journey. So of course, what did I do when I heard about the importance of a routine? What I always do, I dove headfirst into doing the research and doing the work. I would Google anything about routines, look at all the YouTube videos, listen to all the podcasts on routine, anything and anything I could get my hands on that would tell me what would be the ideal routine, what is the perfect routine and the best way for me to start my day. And in doing the research and listening to all the resources on it and reading all the books, I did notice a common trend that there were certain things that were common throughout everyone's version of a routine. But what did I try to do? I tried to do it all. I tried to do the meditation. I tried to do the first sunlight, immediately get out into the sun within the first 10 minutes of being awake. I tried to do the reading, the journaling, the exercise, all sorts of things until I quickly realized, okay, well, this is good that I am making positive changes in my morning routine. But if I were to quite frankly do everything that's recommended to me as part of my morning routine would go till 6 p.m. And I just do not have time for all of this. And it was just funny, but I tried everything. And in trying, I realized what didn't work and what did work for me. Like for instance, meditation. Yes, there's tons of benefits in meditation. Did I like meditation? No, it just did not work for me. So I knew that that was something that I wouldn't be as focused on in having my routine. But what did work for me? I love to read and I was starting to read a lot of personal growth books. So I noticed that on the mornings that I made part of my routine, reading at least one chapter of a personal growth book, that made me feel really good. So I knew that was something that I really wanted to be part of my morning routine. So as I experimented with all the different suggestions that I came across, I did find certain things that I would make my morning better, but also were realistic that unless I'm getting up at 1 a.m, I'm not going to be able to do everything as part of my morning routine. And it really changed how I started my day. I started being more intentional with how I woke up. And how did I do that? Well, I was a huge snooze hitter, and hitting snooze has always been a demise for me. And I found that I would hit snooze, but I wouldn't necessarily even get more sleep, which really that sleep isn't good for you anyway because of many reasons. But I would lay in bed and I would scroll through social media. And obviously, the first thing I need to do in the morning is read Facebook because, I mean, why not? So I found that that was just not a great way to start my day. So what did I start doing? I started putting my phone in the bathroom and charging it in there. And that way, when my alarm went off, I had to get out of bed and turn it off. And once I was out of bed, I was more inclined. I stay out of bed and I wasn't scrolling. After I did that and I became more intentional about waking up when my alarm went off, I made sure that I always laid things out the night before. So I saw that the common trend as I go through this is that while I'm stressing the importance of a morning routine, but also shows the importance of an evening routine, that how I set my day up the night before really reflected how my day was the next day. So for instance, the night before, I would always lay out my gym clothes. I lay out all my medications that I need to take in the morning. I also will put a 12-ounce glass of water next to the sink. So what do? I can change right into my gym clothes. I don't have to go looking for it. I drink my glass of water. I take my medication. All the things that I would scurry around looking for that I wanted to get done were readily available for me immediately. So that was a game changer for me. So my alarm would go off, I'd get up, I would change into my gym clothes, I would have my glass of water with my medicine, and there we are. I've already at least accomplished two things. I am not dilly-dallying, I'm up when my alarm goes off, and I'm also taking better care of myself. I immediately go and work out. Okay, do I work out because I really want to, you know, do I love working out? No, but I notice a great effect that it has on my mental health. So I made sure that movement was part of my morning routine. And on rest days, I at least try to get a quick walk in if possible. I also make sure that I read a chapter of personal growth book every day, which always has made me feel better, is to do at least a chapter a day of personal growth reading and ways to better myself. Right now, I mean, what I read typically will change in personal growth. You know, when I first quit drinking, a lot of what I read was the Quit Lit and the literature about quitting drinking. I found that I would move into books like Mel Robbins, the Five Habit. I would read books about boundaries if that was something I wanted to learn about. A game changer for me personally was the Level Up book by Rob Dial. I thought that was a fantastic book that I read and that really encouraged, you know, great way to start the day with some motivation. Currently, I'm really into books about finances because as I've discussed on prior podcasts, I'm really trying to focus and hone in on my skills with my finances. So that's something that I'm really focusing on. So personal growth, I typically have it be something that I want to expand upon or I know is an area that I'm struggling with to help myself. And lastly, what do? I do my gratitude. It's funny because everyone says like, oh, gratitude's so important. But the more that I did my gratitude, the more that I realized it really is a game changer. So not only do I write what I'm grateful for, but I'd be sure to say something. I'm grateful for whatever because. So for example, I would say this, you know, I'm grateful that last night I got a really good night's sleep because I know that I have a meeting today that requires me to be more awake in the morning. Or, you know, I'm really grateful that I went to the boxing class last night because it was something that I was, you know, really not in the mood to work out, but I pushed myself to do it. Just kind of giving myself a reason as to why am I grateful? What did about that thing that happened that made me grateful? And it really causes me to reflect on the last 24 hours and see the good. But I also notice knowing that the next morning I'm going to be doing gratitude again, that when I'm going through my day, it forces me to be more sensitive to, wow, this is something good that's happening, and just kind of be more in tune with the good things that are happening around me. While I say this, I think that everyone's morning routine should be the same? Absolutely not. And mine isn't always the same either. And as with other things, it depends on my season. Like there's days that I just, you know, or seasons of time where I'm just like really busy or things change. But what always stays the same is typically my morning routine, because I know that the way that I set myself up in the morning does have a profound effect on my day and my mental state. Because I've done the days where I've, you know, skipped my morning routine or not been or done what I normally do, and I feel it. I absolutely do feel it. And that's not something that I want to feel. So for me, it's something that I've made very important, because when I set myself up for success, I feel better throughout my day and I'm less inclined to want to drink and have cravings. But also with that being said, like I mentioned with part of the evening routine, is I found my evening routine is probably just as important, if not more important, than my morning routine. For the longest time, I really didn't even have an evening routine. But in making sure my morning went as planned, I made sure that I had my clothes picked out for the next day. I make sure that I have my vitamins organized. I make sure that I have my coffee to go mug next to my Keurig so that's ready to go. Because the less that I have to look for in the morning, the better my day is. And it takes me 2 minutes at night. And I make sure my bag is ready for the next day and that all my ducks are in a row. But I also take time to read a pleasure book, which I always enjoy. I'm a huge reader, so I make sure to take time for that. Sometimes I'll take a relaxing shower before bed, have a cup of tea, and make sure to unwind. I really do take the time to make sure that I set myself up for a good day the next day. And that also comes with making sure that I get 8 hours of sleep. Yes, 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 yes. I prioritize sleep. And it's funny because when I was drinking, I never prioritized getting 8 hours sleep, let alone the quality of my sleep. But now for me to have a good night's sleep is non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable because if I don't get my sleep in, my day is not as good as it could be. And I'm all about doing what I need to do to put my best foot forward and to start my day feeling as good as I can. So I have to say, I 1000% do agree that there's a huge power in routines and that it can help your day be the best that it can be. So I just recommend for everybody, my routine might not be your routine, but take the time to really see what works for you. It doesn't need to be 5 hours. It doesn't even need to be an hour. But figure out one or two things that work for you, that make your day a better day, and that make sure that you're set up for success and more inclined to say no to any cravings you may have.